This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York with a look at Monterey Car Week. To be rich and to drive cars. The esteemed auto gathering has just wrapped in California. What will the world's top manufacturers come up with next by way of fast electric supercars? They are the most expensive cars on the planet. The high tech gets high end after these tech headlines. A group of states is preparing a joint antitrust investigation into big tech. State Attorneys General is expected to formally launch the effort as soon as next week. It is likely to focus on whether a handful of dominant tech platforms use their marketplace powers to stifle competition. Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple are four companies likely to be a focus on the new investigation. All declined to comment. John D. McKinnon covers more at WSJ.com. You can also listen to the What's News podcast for the very latest. Execs from Amazon, Alphabet's Google, and Facebook tell U.S. officials that they face difficult and expensive challenges to comply with a retroactive French law that puts a tax on global digital service providers. The Trump administration is investigating the French law under a trade provision that allows for tariffs to penalize illegal or unfair trade practices. As for where things stand, Monday executives told a panel at the U.S. Trade Representative's office that they don't currently have precise data to monitor French users of their websites and ad services in order to calculate the tax. Tesla, while not making electric cars, is again offering to rent solar panels to homeowners. Rentals are available in six states: Arizona, California, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New Mexico. Tesla said customers can cancel these leases at any time. The smallest system can generate 15 to 19 kilowatt hours of power on average daily. If California is any indication, 10 to 14 kilowatt hours have been banked in New Jersey. According to Tesla, solar panels can still be purchased from Tesla in all 50 states. Last month, Tesla told analysts at an earnings call it was optimistic for its future in solar, saying its, quote, energy products business will grow, end quote. Coming up, electric vehicles reign supreme at Monterey Car Week. This year, Monterey Car Week proved electric vehicles reign as high-end car fiends get eco-friendly. Wrapping up in California, we're left with but some of its greatest hits. Let's talk cars. We saw rides like the SF90 Stradale in honor of Ferrari Racing's 90th birthday. It is the company's first plug-in hybrid. We are also graced with the first British electric supercar, dubbed the most powerful series car ever made. This means 2,000 horsepower and a 0 to 60 miles per hour acceleration of less than 3 seconds. Just $2 million, I give you the Lotus Evija. CEO Philip Pofim tells us more.
It's all electric. It's a beautiful car. We actually say it's actually carved by air.
I'm sorry, carved by air?
In terms of the way that the air flows through the car to create the downforce and to reduce drag, and obviously helps to give the performance, we've made a real design feature of it. So it is a beautiful hypercar.
Draco Motors unveiled its new electric GTE, $1 million, a modern supercar, at least according to Shiv Sikand, Draco Motors executive vice president.
For us, it was very important to have a usable car. So what you see here is actually, you know, a grand coupe or a grand coupe, right, that can seat four people and carry their luggage. One of the key things about an electric car is usability, and that's what we wanted to give you.
With all these autonomous happenings, let's talk control. The all-electric EXP 100 GT is self-driving, and it gives the driver the choice to take control or stay luxurious. It is a concept car, and Bentley says they're aiming for a 2030 debut. Brett Boydell, Bentley head of interior design, has more.
We just didn't buy in that the future of sustainable electric future vehicles needs to be cold or needs to be unemotional. And so that's why our vision is still based on our heritage and our DNA of emotional, beautiful journeys connected to first-class travel.
Mid-range cars also get their due. At the signature event, the Quail, for example, Acura showed off its Type S concept car, its upcoming TLX sedan. A four-motor electric super sedan They will seat four and propel them to 206 miles per hour. Gordon McCall, the Quail co-founder, explains how old meets new at the car show.
We have virtually every major manufacturer represented here with primarily their concept cars. They're giving everyone a look into the future about what they're up to. There's a lot of media that comes along with that to kind of get a glimpse of what these companies are up to. And it's a great balance. We get to look back and see what the companies created years and years ago, and we get to take a peek at what they're thinking about bringing to us in the future.
That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.